Why?
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Some of them treat life like a game in which everybody loses. It's why we can't have nice things. We kick up Texas high school football playoff action tomorrow night, as we said, with Aledo, a bunch of other games around the area. That'll go through the weekend, all the way mid-December. And it's getting heated out there in the Texas high school football ranks. Well, it's also getting heated in the California high school football ranks. Palo Alto, California high school coach, Jason Fung. So he's the head football coach. His son is the team's quarterback. His son gets sacked by the other team on the sideline.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So then the defense comes out and do the thing. But the next time the offense is out. But more importantly, the next time that opposing defensive player is out on the field, the next series, head coach Jason Fung just goes out there and just tackles him in the middle of the field. In the middle of the game. He says he didn't like the way he tackled his quarterback, his son, and that he played dirty.
It's almost like a conflict of interest going on there.
Jason Fung is a full-grown human man and tackles a high school football player that arguably could be bigger than him. Either way, he was arrested.
Dum, 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 dum.
Dear.
Also up for Defensive Player of the Year.
Aww.
It's kind of weird. It was a good
Jason.
Tackle. Well, he knew the form.
So you never know what you're going to find on the beach when you're in law enforcement. And you play all sorts of roles. Enforcer, leader, ambassador, and sometimes a labor and delivery nurse. Poor Corporal Mohammed Hasham pulled over a car for a routine stop and found a woman ready to give birth, which she promptly did on the side of the road in her car with his help as the dispatcher gave out verbal commands over the radio. Everyone is healthy, and the little girl named Galilea. I mean, it's no Lucchese, but what is?
Well done. There you go. And props, extra props to the dispatcher. It's got to be an interesting
girl in here.
Order to take over the phone. Here we go. So the light rail system, a lot of people like it and whatnot, and it's out there also in California. And here, this is in San Francisco, their light rail system, which I believe this happened a couple of weeks back, but now just the footage is coming out where a light rail train flew into a curve at a high speed, severely jolting passengers. It was going around 50 miles an hour, which is way higher than the curve's 8 to 10 suggested miles per hour.
Oh, my word.
If this didn't get two wheels off, the operator had dozed off.
Oof.
In the video, you see the driver of the light rail slumped over before being shaken awake during the rough turn. Nobody was injured. A lot of people freaked out, screaming everything, to the point where the operator of the light rail, the conductor, opens the door to the first car and says, quote, "I'm sorry, relax, relax. Hey, we didn't crash. Relax."
See? Nothing to worry about.
He's been placed on non-driving status where he gets to relax.
Dum, 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 dum.
An extended amount of time.
Neighbors can be kind of a pain, but good fences don't always help. Just ask the fine folks of Norwich, England, who are not pleased with the local Taco Bell in town. A couple says they cannot sleep because of the smell from the restaurant next door. It's turned their bedroom into an unbearable space. And they even went to the city council to complain. The elected officials say this is out of our hands.
Ooh.
Taco Bell claims we clean our filters on a daily basis.
Need to get Chad the Grease Man out there to clean their system up. Are we sure it's not just the husband who's went to Taco Bell and then went back to the house? And I think we all know what's going to happen there.
Yeah. Dum, 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 dum.
I have my doubts. I'm going to go easy on this lady. This sounds frightening. Poor Allison Henhorn. She's a Bedfordshire, England woman.
Oh, hello.
And she recently developed what is, and this is a fun wormhole to go down on the internet, Charles Bonnet syndrome after she had eye surgery. What this is, the Charles Bonnet or Bonnet syndrome, it leads you to seeing hallucinations of monsters, aliens, demons, animals, kind of like the floaty things you see in your eye from time to time and stuff like that. But yeah, it freaks you out. It's a real deal. She didn't know she was doing, and Wikipedia worked for her. WebMD'd it. Turns out it's a real deal. She had the eye operation on her eye and then started to notice the creatures almost immediately thereafter. She sees them everywhere she goes. It's all because of this surgery.
That is so weird. How does this happen?
No. Shame. No shame on that. No. Just run.
Trouble, dum-dum.
I guess you get another eye surgery. Run. Or you call the K-pop Demon Hunters.
Callum Dwyer may need to rethink his priorities. It's because hidden cameras spotted him stealing an Audi Q5
One
Bucknell University.
That's a pricey little ride.
It was at 3:30 in the morning. Went around, you know, trying the different handles on doors.
Oh,
found this one.
Okay.
The key is inside.
Yeah.
Oh, did we mention he was not wearing a stitch of clothing at the time?
Oh.
Yeah. Police found the vehicle in front of a local fraternity. Go figure.
Man.
And he admits, yeah, bro, the car's not mine. One guess where Bucknell University is located? Ponte Vedra, Florida.
So
stay in school, Callum.
So no clothes, huh?
No clothes, no panties.
And what kind of car?
It was the Audi Q5. Not too shabby.
So was it an innie or an Audi?
Hey.
There you go. Run for the border, everybody.